Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to Prophetically Speaking Broadcast this marvelous Tuesday day. I thank God for you listening. Again, my name is Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. I greet you all in the mighty name of Jesus. And we do have our host today, Prophetess Penelope Barker. I thank God for you for tuning in today. You could have been doing anything else, but you decided to tune in with us, and we thank you all for that. Prophetess Penelope, our host is here.
Yes, I'm here. I'm enjoying this wonderful Tuesday afternoon that we're having here in the awesome city of Houston, Texas. And I'm just so grateful to God that I have the opportunity to be on the show with you on today. Last week, I was not able to be on the show because of some other things that I was into that we're going to talk a little bit more about. Prophetess Jenkins, I'm just so glad to be on the show on today.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How's the weather in Houston, woman of God?
Well, as of right now, it is a little bit cloudy. We've had a couple of tornado watches over the past week, but I look at that as not so much as a storm indicator, I guess I want to say, because sometimes you can see things in the natural, but you can take those things and reverberate them in the spirit. And so, you know, I like to always look at things in a positive way. And we've had some tornado watches. We've had some storm clouds. But glory be to God, the way I see that woman of God is that there is mighty, mighty blessings that are on their way rolling in to the city. And, you know, when tornadoes come and they tear up things, and things are never again the same after a tornado has entered into an atmosphere. So even in the spirit realm, I look at it like this. There are some things that God is just tearing away, and there are some areas in our life that would never ever be the same because of the changing winds of the Holy Ghost. So right now it's a little bit cloudy, but this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen, amen, amen. I just want to go ahead and give my shout-out, and, woman of God, you can do so after. I just want to give a shout-out to my, first of all, to the woman of God, Prophetess Penelope. I thank God for you doing what you do and birthing this ministry into its fullness. I thank God for that. I give shout-out for my Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wouldn't be for him, I would not be where I'm at today. And my pastors, I sit here in New Iberia, Louisiana, in the leadership of Bishop Harrell and Senior Pastor Clarence Incline here in New Iberia, Louisiana, and they pastor the church, Glory Victory Full Gospel Church. And I tell you, we have been having a supernatural time with the Lord. We have been having an awesome worship, and the word has been going forth. And I thank God for the leaders as they begin to train up the people in the way they should go. So I thank God for the ministry that I sit on, and I thank God that he has blessed me to be a part of this ministry, Prophetically Speaking Broadcast, where we try to teach and touch people's lives in a really dramatic way. So, Mama God, I just want to step on the side, and you just give your shout-out, and I know you have much to say. God is doing such marvelous things in your life, so just go right ahead.
Wonderful. Well, I tell you what, I thank God, as I stated earlier, for being here on the show with you on today. I want to, as always, give my shout-outs, first of all, to my God, my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to thank God for being God. I want to thank Jesus for being Jesus. And I want to thank the Holy Ghost for being the Holy Ghost. They are three in one, but they all have three certain identified personalities. And so I just give praise to God for each one of those entities being active in my life. I want to give a wonderful shout-out to my family for those that are around me. Special thanks to all of them that are there with me and for me to assist me with my son and as well with my ministry. And I guess I want to take that moment to give a special shout-out to my parents because they are quite active with me in the ministerial realm and also with my son. And I want to thank God for my siblings. I give God praise for them And I want to again thank God for the wonderful son of mine, little Roy. He is my son and growing to be quite a character, one wonderful man of God, and I thank God for him. And I also want to thank God for my church, which is the Harvest Time Church. Thank God for my leader, which is Bishop Shelton Beatty. And I want to thank God for everything that he's doing in my life personally and in my life spiritually. So, woman of God, as we were talking earlier, I had an opportunity to start a new ministerial journey, and I'm just so grateful to God for that. And so as of right now, you all have heard me mention on the show in times past that my ministry, TV Ministries, will be going to another dimension, another level. And so I just want to give God praise today that by the grace of God, we have now given birth to a new baby, to a new aspect of TV Ministries. And as of right now, we have now entered into live television. And so I give God praise for that on today. Every Wednesday night at 12 o'clock a.m. and every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m., you're able to now catch my television show, which is entitled The Prophetic View. On that show, I do have a co-host that's going to be on that show with me, and her name is Prophetess Christina Lockett. And we're going to be on the show giving insight from the Holy Ghost as to different topics that the Lord has given us that we're going to be talking about. We're going to have different guests. We're going to have different items that we're going to be presenting on the show. We're going to have some wonderful giveaways. So it just pays for you to make sure that you're in tune to us coming on your television. Now, let me tell you where we are and how you can get in contact with us on this live television broadcast. We're on a network that is entitled the Urban Houston Network. It is called UHN. Now, the thing about the Urban Houston Network is that it is a network that is based out of Houston, Texas. However, don't feel like you've been slighted. Every person all over the world is able to view us live on television. If you are not in range of being able to get the Urban Houston Network, which can be located on 43.5, your digital channels. What does that mean? Let me give you an explanation. Some time ago, you can remember that the regular television stations were changed to digital, which means that normally if you were able to catch Channel 11, you would then be able to catch Channel 11, also 11.1, 11.2, 11.3. That's what happens when you have a digital box on your television. So that's where we come into play. When you have a digital box, you're able to catch us not on just Channel 43, but on Channel 43.5. All you have to do is go to 43.1, 43.2, 43, and just go up, and we're on 43.5. All right, so for those of you that do not have access to 43.5, guess what? As long as you have internet, you can see us live. You go to the Urban Houston Network. Pull it up on your computer, urbanhoustonnetwork.com. Once you pull it up on your computer screen, all you have to do is scroll down to the bottom of the page. You will see us being live streamed. All you have to do is click on the live stream. Make sure that you maximize it on your screen so that it is just as a television screen and you're able to view the show live. So, again, the title of the show is called The Prophetic View. Your host is your one and only, Prophetess Trinontia Balka. I am there along with my co-host, Prophetess Chris Lockett, just trusting and believing God to do wonderful things in your life as you view us live. So, Prophetess Jenkins, I'm giving God praise and glory for everything that God is doing in my life, in the life of TV Ministries, and I'm looking forward to God doing some greater things as well. So, Prophetess Jenkins, this has been my shout-out for today, and I'm going to step back and hand it right over to you.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? God is doing mighty great things in the woman of God's life, and I appreciate that. I appreciate the call of God on her life. So once again, we come to you again this Tuesday, afternoon, and we thank God for you listening. But every week we have a power word. And today, this week's power word is supernatural increase.
Amen.
Amen. We have supernatural, the powerful word is supernatural increase. And that means to make greater as in number, size, strength, or quality. It means to add to. You know, amen. So supernatural increase always add to. You know, our multiplication is simple. We might say one plus one times one is two. Two times one is two, whatever. But God multiplication is different. When He multiplies, He gets supernatural increase.
Yes.
He gets supernatural increase. Matthew 4:8 says, but other seed fell on the ground. If you turn with me to Matthew 4:8, let's read that. But other seed fell on the ground, on good ground, that yielded a crop that sprung up and increased and produced some 30. Some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So that means that the scripture means it fell on good ground and produced a harvest. So you're planting ground, seed in the ground and you expecting a harvest, expect your harvest to be great, 30, 40, 60, some 100. Amen? This scripture begins with the other seed that we have all planted in some unfaithful, unfruitful places. We have all been here to plant some seed that never. Hallelujah. The scripture we just read, it begins with the other seed, but we have all planted some unfruitful place. We all planted some seed that we never want to get back again. We have all been guilty of planting some seed that we never again want to reap the harvest of. We all did some things that was not pleasing. We planted seeds of discard. Even before we got saved, we planted some seeds. I can remember some things I did that I don't want to reap the harvest thereof. I don't want to reap that harvest. I have to repent of some things. However, the word for you to be blessed found today is that these words. The other seed. You don't think about the other seed. The other seed that you planted. Not the seed that we planted and we don't want to reap a harvest from. You're thinking about the other seed. This is the season of the other seed. You're thinking about the other seed. The word today is the supernatural increase. And we only can get increased by the other seed you planted. So not the seed you planted that we didn't want to reap a harvest from, but the other seed. Amen? So you can no longer afford to be negatively impacted by mistakes of our past. The kingdom is so pregnant and ready to birth many into realms and dominions we have only dreamt about. You know, I'm thinking about when I read that, I think about Prophet Zenobia. God has spoken to her about going on television. And I guess she didn't know how dramatic or how it would happen so suddenly, and that's exactly what happened. It happened quickly in a hurry, and God just supernaturally did what He wanted in her life. Increase, abundance, and overflow belongs to us as we walk in the Word of God. Amen. As we walk in God's Word, we have that increase, abundance, and overflow. God can hear as we give, as we plant seed. He'll cause our cup to be pressed down, shaken up, taken together and running over. He caused men to give into our bosom. He caused men to bless us. Hallelujah. He caused men to bless us and have our cup to run over. Amen. So today, if you believe in God to do some great things in your life, we're going to believe God for increase. The word today is supernatural increase. God has a plan for you. Increase, and He wants you to live the life to the full. There's a supernatural increase, that supernatural multiplication that we ought to operate in. You ought to operate in that supernatural increase as we give. You can't say that you're going to give to God or you're not going to give. You know, we all know we have to be tithers. We have to tithe and give God a tenth of what's rightfully due Him. But when we begin to plant supernatural seeds, we're going to get supernatural increase. Amen? We're going to get that which God, what we planted. Like I said earlier, we planted some seed that was, I don't want to reap from some of the seeds I planted. I don't want to reap from those seeds. I plant some, replant all her plants some bad seeds, and we want to forget that past and look forward to the good seeds that we planted, and we can get a 20, 30, 40, 60, and even 100-fold return according to the Word of God. Super means above and beyond. Natural is, I separate the two words. Super means above and beyond. Natural is of this world. Natural is of the world. We know natural things exist in the world, but supernatural is spiritual things. That's how it happens, supernatural. We can have supernatural increase in this world. Take your friend, take your person. I can have supernatural increase in this world when I begin to give what's rightfully due God, when I begin to plant seeds of righteousness. Psalm 115, 12, 16 says, the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron, and he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more in your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord. But the earth had he given to the children of men. He gave us the earth to dwell in, and we can plant seeds in this ground, and meaning supernatural seeds. I'm not telling you to go dig up something and plant a seed and think I'm going to get finances or healing. I'm talking about something spiritual right now, something spiritual. When you plant a seed for healing, I can remember I have a son that's 38 years old, and he's, like I said earlier in the program, he had a lot of problems. They went through a lot of trouble and trials. And I began to ponder and began to pray for him, religiously began to pray for him. And God began to tell me, he told me to sow a seed on his behalf. And people, I sowed a seed on Willie's behalf. And I said, Lord, I sowed this seed, I put it in the ground. And the pastors agreed, and we lay hand and prayed and dropped it on the altar. And I'm telling, not many days hence, that son came to know Christ in the power of his resurrection. He knew Christ as his personal Savior. But it took some time planting the seed, knowing that all the things that he had gone through, hallelujah, all the things that he had been involved with, I began to tear down those strongholds, and I began to speak to the Father and begin to pray earnestly for him, and then planted that seed. And I'm telling, that seed produced a harvest that was glad that God, that came forth. It produced a harvest of salvation. So we can plant seeds of healing. You can plant a seed for your healing, and that seed of healing will come forth in the name of Jesus. That's supernatural. God increases us, and it is the will of God to supernaturally increase and to multiply the seed that is sown. Like I said earlier, we have to sow seed in order to get a harvest. Even in the natural, when you put a seed in the ground, I remember in Louisiana, we have sugar cane. At some time of the year, you see sugar cane all over the cities and the different towns. You see sugar cane just springing up. But the harvest, the farmer has planted seed before. And you plant a seed, you didn't see anything. But all of a sudden, you saw that the plant from that seed sprouting up in sugarcane. And I'm telling you, the farmers that planted the seed for the sugarcane they get a good harvest. They make a living from that sugarcane, and it's abundant. It's a supernatural abundance. I mean, they get abundance in that sugarcane planting. We are marked, the Bible says, we are marked with a blessing. We are marked for prosperity, for success, for abundance, for healing, and for just for being blessed. We are blessed. We are marked with that because God said we are. Leviticus 26:9 said, I will look favorable upon you, making you fertile and multiplying your people, and I will fulfill my covenant with you. God have a covenant. He placed a covenant in our life. When we came into Christ Jesus, we came into a covenant with Jesus. And his covenant is that he will bless us favorably. He will make us fertile and multiply seed in our life. And he will fulfill the covenant that we took with him when we accepted Christ as his personal Savior. Amen. Genesis 17:6-7 says, I will make you extremely fruitful, you descendants. Your descendants will become many nations,
and kings will be among them, he said. I will confirm my covenant with you and your descendants after you from generation to generation. This is the everlasting covenant. I will always be your God and the God of your descendants, even after you, even after we are gone, after we left and brother went to be with the Lord, our descendants after us will even reap the harvest of the seeds we are planting, the supernatural harvest. How many, I don't know about you, but I want to be a part of that supernatural harvest that God's going to bring about in our life. That's a supernatural increase that happens in our life when we walk obedient and walk circumspect right with God and obeying what he says to do. We can't reap harvest if we disobey, walking in disobedience, if we're not loving our neighbor like God takes to love us, we're not giving like God takes to give, if we're not walking when he says to go west, go west. Whatever he says to do, we just need to do it. Amen? So there's a condition to the supernatural increase that we desire in our life. You can't expect supernatural increase if you're not doing that which God has instructed you to do. I can see the harvest that's coming forth in the woman of God life that she planted into many people's lives. She's traveled to Louisiana and been a minister, a guest in our church. And she has blessed the people here that she left an impact on their life, that they are still talking about the seed that she planted in their life. And they're excited about what she's doing, what's going on in their life. They're excited about the harvest that's taking place. I can see in our church, many people are experiencing the harvest of God. They're planting seed year-round. And I'm telling you, the harvest is coming forward. Just to get a brief testimony, the church was purchased some years ago, but maybe 15 years ago they started the ministry of buying the church. And right now the church is almost completely paid off. I think it's like maybe $4,000 left to own on the church right now. So that is a great harvest because people gave into the ministry. Amen. God hasn't, let me finish with this, God has a plan. Remember, we're talking about the supernatural increase in our lives. We want abundance, and abundance means the great, great quantity. Abundance is a great quantity. God want to bless his people. He want to bless us. As we walk with him, he want to give us what we so rightfully deserve, but he want us to give him what he deserves, and he deserves all of the praise, all of the honor. And God has a plan for our increase. He has a plan to increase us. He wants us to live our life to the full, drawing vital lessons from Abraham. That's when I think about Abraham. I think about how Abraham increased in knowledge, how he increased in prosperity. He was a very prosperous man because he was an obedient man. He obeyed God. Amen? And as we learn from, listen, read about Abraham, the lesson of Abraham, his life and the journey of his faithful walk with the Lord, we can glean from that. We can take from that and say, I want to be that person. I want to be like Abraham, obeying God no matter what it took. Even it took when God spoke to him and said, go and bring Isaac. He's supposed to God told him to put Isaac up for a sacrifice. And I'm telling you, he obeyed God. That God stopped him. We read the story, you know, how he walked in obedience. But he walked in obedience because he loved the Lord and he knew God was going to offer. I'm sure he knew God was going to offer another ram. And just like he believed, God did offer another sacrifice instead of sacrificing his son. But I think he had in his mind, this is what God wants, this is what I'm going to do. And we have to always put in mind, in our hearts and our minds, that we're going to do that which God has called us to do. Amen? We all know that Abraham never, and what's important about Abraham's lessons is that he never staggered at the promises, and he never staggered in his faith. If God said to do it, he did it. If God said to go here, he did that. So he never staggered at the promises of God. He walked in it, and he believed God in his word. Amen? Glory to God. We live in the prayer of God time. The time now is crucial times in our life.
in our economy. We have to look at the economy. We definitely stagger at what we're looking at. Because the Bible says, be not moved by what we see, but what we hear, but be moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. We must build up and renew our minds with the word of God in order to have that supernatural increase our life. We have to renew our minds with the word of God. And that's renewing the mind is by reading the word. Reading what the word says. Stagger not at the promises that God promised. If God promised you some things, he's going to surely bring it to pass. He's going to surely increase you supernaturally. When man said no, God said yes. Amen? So to fulfill this plan that God has for us, we must prosper. And if I say a prosper, he wants us to prosper even as we prosper in health, the same way we are to prosper in the things in our other things in our life. Whether it's healing our finances, whatever we need from God, we need to know that God will prosper supernaturally. The word we talk today about is about supernatural increase. How many of you want a supernatural increase in your life? God wants to, guess what? He wants to give it to you. Again, supernatural increase means to make greater as in number, size, strength, and quality. We all need to be strengthened at some time in our life, and we all need size, meaning we need an X amount of dollars to do the ministry that God has called us to do, and we need to have quality in what we're doing. Amen? And God's going to add to that which we attempt to do. If we put our hand to the plow, he's going to do the rest. And don't look back. We can't look back after we put our hand to the plow and begin to do that which he's called us to do. Amen? Glory to God. So we talk about the supernatural increase. We talk about the scripture, Matthew 4:8. We talk about increase in abundance and overflow belongs to us. It belongs. We're not taking something that's illegitimate. We're taking something that's rightly belongs to us in the name of Jesus. So we need to ponder on that this week. Think about Matthew 4:8. Think about this word that the woman of God left us to meditate, a supernatural increase. Supernatural. Supernatural means something that's out of this world. It's not pertaining to what you see. It's not pertaining to what's in your checking account. It's not pertaining to what you're looking at. It's a supernatural increase that happens in the spirit. Amen. But I know we have to do some things in the natural for that supernatural to happen. Amen. So I need you to ponder on that. We are coming close to the end of our program.
Prophetess, let me just say, can I just add one thought? You've done so well. You've expounded on that so well. And I just had one thought I was going to add in there before we left off this air today. Well, when you talked about supernatural increase, I'm reminded of a particular story in the Bible about the disciples that needed to pay their taxes. And Jesus said to go to the water, and there's going to be a fish. And the fish is going to give. You open up the mouth of the fish. There you're going to find money inside of the fish's mouth to take care of your need and my need. And the thing about supernatural increase is that sometimes, you know, the thing that God put in it is that sometimes we're looking in the normal places for what God is going to do in a totally different place. Sometimes we're looking for the increase to come from where it normally comes from, but God is actually bringing it from another direction. So I'm going to just want to add that in there so you go right on ahead.
Hallelujah. That is wonderful. Then God can instruct you where to go and what to do. Amen? So
Amen.
Today we're going to end the program. And if you have never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I urge you to read Romans 10:9-10. Believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth, and you shall be saved. Believing that he rose from the dead, that he died and he rose from the dead, and confess with your mouth. Believe it in your heart. This is good. This is something good you can do, accepting Christ as personal Savior. So we leave you today with the love of Christ, supernatural increase. Ponder on that and think about what God's going to do in your life today. Amen. So we leave you with that. We love you. Prophetess Nota, I love you. I thank God for you. I thank God for the program. I thank God for every listener. I thank God for every person that has sowed a seed into this ministry. I thank God that you will get a supernatural increase in the name of Jesus. God bless you all. I love you all. Prophet Nopi, love you all. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday at 3 o'clock at Prophetically Speaking Broadcast. Look to hear from you and hope you can be a part of us on that special day. God bless you and have a blessed and prosperous day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bye-bye.